Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking mama cow numbers with Daryl Peel today in just a moment. For over a decade, a part of my daily routine has been to gather the latest agricultural news, interviews, and other things that catch my eye and weave them together into what's known as the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Over the years, the list of subscribers has grown, and the kind words you've shared with me almost every time I cover an agricultural event amazes me. Farmers, ranchers, folks in agribusiness, and leaders in government service have all said they look forward to each morning's update and find it of value. FFA members and others have told me it helps them better understand the issues important to farming and ranching. If you receive the daily email that we send out weekday mornings, thank you. If you don't receive it yet, you can join our email family. You can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and looking at the top of the right-hand column. You'll see there the ads of our sponsors of the daily email. Under that, you'll find the word subscribe to the daily email. Click there, and you'll be set to stay on top of the latest farm and ranch news. The only cost? Consider supporting our sponsors when you can. The Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Back at the start of 2007, beef cow numbers were just under 33 million head in this country. Then we had the drought of 2011-2012 here in the Southern Great Plains, and cow numbers tumbled all the way down to 29 million head by the 1st of January of 2014. Since that time, we've gradually rebuilt the mama cow herd. Start of this year, just over 31 million head, up 3% this year compared to a year ago. Last year, it was up 4% compared to 1 year earlier. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, says he believes we're continuing to expand the U.S. beef cow herd this year, although at a slower pace.
Well, you know, we monitor what we can as we go through the year. If you go back to the January 1 numbers, we had a slight increase year over year in heifer supplies, and it was a large number from last year. So there's plenty of replacement heifers out there to continue herd expansion. When you look then subsequent to that at the heifer slaughter rates and the beef cow slaughter rates, you know, they're at levels that are up year over year, consistent in part with the fact that the herd is getting bigger, but probably consistent also with the idea that we're slowing down expansion. But having said that, I don't see any reason right now to think that we won't expand this year. The number of heifers on feed in the last quarterly cattle on feed report was up about the same as it had been for the two previous quarters, about 5% higher. Again, a level that probably doesn't suggest anything close to liquidation or even, you know, even zero growth in the herd. I think we're probably still expanding, but at a slower rate probably than last year.
And the question mark has been ever since we had the drought that really knocked our cow herd down from that 31, 32, even 33 million head down to 29 million head at its bottom in January of 2014. The question mark's always been exactly how big of a U.S. beef cow herd we really need. So, Daryl, maybe the question for you, you know, what's your thoughts on exactly when do we finally plateau out, top out as far as beef cows are concerned in this country?
Well, you know, it really depends on sort of what's to come. I think it's a moving target. We've been, as we've already discussed, kind of surprised by the strength in demand, both domestic and international. If that continues through the year and we continue to see improvements on the demand side, then there's not really any reason why herd expansion has to stop even going beyond 2017. I wouldn't be surprised to see it slow down significantly going into 2018, but I think it really just depends on what we see from this point forward. And again, we have the potential to keep growing. Obviously, it depends on the demand side as much as anything.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.